भगवद्गीता 4.2 एवं परंपरा प्राप्तम इमं राजऋषयो विदुः सकालेने महता योगो नष्टः परंतप एवं दस परंपरा प्राप्तम इन परंपरा प्राप्तम ऑब्टेन्ड इमं राजऋषयो विदुः इमं This knowledge, Krishna has used the word Imam earlier also in 4.1 at the start, Imam Vivasvate Yoga. So this knowledge was received in Parampara by whom? Rajarishayo Viduhu. Rajarishis, the saintly kings. Prabhupada translated as the saintly kings. If we look at the order of the words, in that it is Raja Rishi. If we see the first word is Raja, second is Rishi. So it would be precise translation would be royal sages. Saintly kings, a more precise Sanskrit translation would be Rishi Raj. But either way, saintly king or royal sages. The point is that they have this combination of spiritual and political power, outer and inner power. The Raja who has outer power and the Rishi who is the inner seer. And the inner seeing is the signal of inner power. So these people who received spiritual knowledge, they were themselves extraordinary souls. And they became further extraordinary because of receiving and applying and living this knowledge. So they were Raj Rishis. The inner seer prevents the outer ruler from becoming a dictator. The outer ruler, whenever a person has power, it's very easy to misuse the power. If the misuse is to be prevented, then either there has to be someone else higher than oneself who controls oneself, or there has to be the higher vision within oneself, which doesn't get seduced by the temptations that power brings. So it is said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So that temptation can be resisted by when one is an inner seer, when one is a rishi. So the inner seer prevents the outer ruler from perverting into a dictator. It's a Raj Rishi. Sakalene Mahata. By the power of time, Mahata, great power of time. Yogo Nashta Parantapam. Yogo. The knowledge of yoga. Nashta. Destroyed. Parantapa, O Arjuna, conqueror of the enemy. So Krishna is telling over here that when he started the succession from Vivasvan to Vivasvat Manu to Ikshvaku and down onwards, in Parampara the knowledge was received. So this is a recommendation of implicit recommendation of how knowledge should be received in Parampara. Why in Parampara? Because this knowledge is not just a matter of intellectual analysis to try to gain some understanding. The knowledge is for personal application and realization. And that's why when the knowledge is realized, then it can be exemplified. And then, when that knowledge is passed on to the successor, what is passed on is not just some fragments of this or that. It's not just some intellectual information. It is a transformational way of living. So the parampara is not a chain of Xerox machines where everybody just repeats the same words exactly. The parampara is a link of hearts where where the spiritual master, the spiritual teacher, internalizes and demonstrates the principles of selfless love and of selfless devotion to the absolute truth. And the disciple who will eventually become the spiritual mentor, the disciple becomes inspired by that example and also the disciple's heart gets attracted to the spiritual master, and thereby the knowledge is passed on and the knowledge is received, in the sense that the disciple also molds one's life according to the principles that the spiritual master is living according to. And that way, the disciple gets linked in the heart with the spiritual master. And this linkage is not necessarily in terms of the disciple speaking exactly the same words with the same language, with the same intonation, same pronunciation, same vocabulary. No, not at all. It's not verbatim repetition. It's not like a Xerox machine that just takes whatever is there in the original paper and makes a Xerox copy. The spiritual, the parampara, which is a link of spiritual seers, it is not a chain of Xerox machines. It's a link of hearts. That means the disciple becomes inspired by the way the spiritual master is living, and then the disciple also internalizes those principles and starts living according to those principles. And in that way, the knowledge lives on through the living examples of those who are living according to it. So the Gita lives through those who live the Gita. So Gita is a living book. It is not just a dead, insentient pattern of text on some paper. It is in the available in the text format also, but it is also a knowledge to be lived. And it is a lived knowledge by those who live according to it. And when we receive this knowledge from them, then we see it, we realize it to be not just some theoretical knowledge, but a transformational knowledge meant to be lived and realized. So, evam parampara praptam. So, this way the knowledge is received in parampara. And when sakale neha mata yogo nashta parantapa, by the power of time, that knowledge is lost. What does it mean? It means that yogo nashtaha, that spiritual knowledge is destroyed. Now, Krishna has earlier only said, just now, before that he has said that avyaya, this is imperishable. So if it is imperishable, then how can it be destroyed? So nashta refers not to the knowledge itself, but to the accessibility or availability of that knowledge. Srila Prabhupada indicates that by using the word lost rather than destroyed. Nashtaha. So it's lost in the sense that the textbooks may be there. Sometimes now we know that a large part of the Vedic canon is also lost. So many of the books are not available now. But apart from that, even if the books are available, their import cannot be understood merely by Sanskrit expertise. Their import has to be understood by practice, by internalization, by living and by seeing others live according to that knowledge and living accordingly oneself. So that when there are no living practitioners, then the knowledge gets unavailable, the knowledge gets lost. And this happens over a period of time because time in general degenerates everything. A flower that is fresh, with time it becomes withered. A body that is young and beautiful over time becomes unattractive and withered. So, time by the power of time, this knowledge also gets lost. And Krishna now will describe how that knowledge, pure knowledge, Krishna, he will himself make accessible again by giving it to Arjuna. That will be the next verse. Thank you.